While we're singing this song, I kept hearing this the all-consuming fire, and I want us to just go through an act of belief. But I thought, you know, when we think of all-consuming fire, we just think of everything being torched down, like God just wants to wreck our lives. But this morning I saw that God, you know, the picture of the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, and it says the only thing that was burned was their bondage. The only thing that was burned, the only thing that was consumed was the things tying them up. It says not a hair on their head was singed, and they came out not with a scent of smoke on them, which is amazing. If you've ever been by a fire, you don't have to be that close for that long to walk away and say, I need to wash my coat, okay? Or my pants or whatever. So I want you to close your eyes. And maybe symbolically, you just put out your hand. And you place in your hand your poverty, your depression, your anger, your fear, your bitterness, your rage, your brokenness, your impurity, your lust, your hatred, your racism. You put that out in your hand. Your sickness, your disease, your emotions that are unclear and unstable, and your thoughts that always wander to wrong things. You put them out right now. You put them out and say, God, I want you to consume them. You say it to yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. Just say, God, I want, see your depression there. See your sickness there. See your poverty there. See your previous marriage that still hurts there. And God will come and consume it. So in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we speak consuming fire into our sickness this morning. We speak consuming fire into our pain this morning. We speak consuming fire into our sin this morning. We speak consuming fire in those things that bind us up. Those things that bind us up and push us into a corner and tell us that we're no good, that we can't, that He won't. Unless we get better, and all the time He's saying, let me have that bondage. So right now, just see it being burnt up in Jesus' name and just wisp away. You can throw it away. You can blow it out of your hands. It's dust now. And right now, this morning, the Holy Spirit has done something. And the word says, Jesus says that our work is to believe in the one who sent Him. So your work today is to believe that His all-consuming fire is more powerful, is more vibrant, is more real than anything you're holding out that needs to be consumed this morning. So Father, we just thank You for that. We thank You for the power of Your Spirit, the power of Your Scripture, the power of believing that You are a good God. And that You don't seek to destroy us or to crush us or to consume us, to just put us out on a wasteland. But the fire and the crushing is for Your glory and for our rising up as Your sons and Your daughters in the faith. And we thank You for that. Everybody said? Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and greet each other. Hug somebody and then find your way back here in a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you.